Veterans Affairs Department has launched a program aimed at expanding the ranks of federal acquisition professionals. It's an internship for returning veterans who want to become contracting specialists. Already, 24 students have signed on for 3 years of rigorous classroom and on-the-job training. At the end, they'll be ready for work in any agency's procurement shop. Joining us with more is Lisa Doyle, the chancellor of the VA Acquisition Academy, which runs this program. Ms. Doyle, great to have you on.
Thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
All right, so tell us how this whole program works, how you formed it.
Well, it's really to grow the next generation of acquisition professionals and creating a career path for our returning warriors. So the purpose is to recapitalize the acquisition workforce in the Department of Veterans Affairs, but as you mentioned, other government agencies can also participate so that these acquisition professionals can be infused government-wide.
Now, are you teaming with something like Defense Acquisition University? Where are you getting the expertise to present to the students?
Well, we do use the trainers who have been certified by the Defense Acquisition University to teach the contracting courses to the veterans in the program. So when they complete the program, they will be federal acquisition certified.
One question about this is that there's been a well-known lack of 1102's, lack of contracting officers. Are you finding wounded warriors or just warriors who are coming in ready to understand the acquisition process, or is there a pretty steep learning curve? Because, as we know, it's not always easy to understand how the federal acquisition regulations work.
Right. Of course, there's going to be a steep learning curve for those technical skills, but veterans come with several attributes that make them great candidates for employment. They come with leadership skills, that commitment, dedication, loyalty. They're team players. They're decisive in their decision-making capabilities. They're active learners and tech savvy. So they make great candidates. With that in mind, then we teach them the technical skills in the subject matter area so that they can be experts in contracting.
So given that they have some experience and the technical curve is fairly steep, how long does it usually take to go through the program? Is it a six-month program? Is it a 1 year? And then they're ready to start small? Give me a sense of, you know, the process.
Sure. It's a three-year program. Their first year, they are required to obtain their 24 hours of business education. Our contracting professional series has a positive education requirement of 24 hours of business. So we partnered with a university here in Frederick, Maryland, where the academy is located, and they will be getting their 24 hours of business paid for using their GI Bill benefits. We've also infused in the first year of their curriculum peak performance training to help with their emotional and mental skills. We've also infused study skills into that peak performance program. It allows them to operate at their peak in face of the stress that they are under, basically coming back into the workforce and becoming more adept at the workplace rather than the battlefield. So that peak performance training is important. That will be provided to them all 3 years. We also have mission service infused into their program. It's important as VA employees that we understand our mission and ground them in our mission. They, of course, have benefited from our medical centers and hospitals, and so we want them to be able to go out to those medical centers and hospitals and see our mission and be able to contribute to it. Then, of course, we have those technical skills, those all-important contracting courses that will allow them to be certified as acquisition professionals. We've also infused leadership training into their program, leadership at all levels, at all three levels during the program. And then, of course, on-the-job training is infused, where they'll go out on job rotation to the VA medical centers and hospitals and to the contracting offices within those locations and provide value-added bench strength while also being able to hone their acquisition skills.
We're speaking with Lisa Doyle, Chancellor of the Veterans Affairs Acquisition Academy. Now, people that want to enroll in this, is this a full-time endeavor, or do they do this while they have a day job?
Their day job. They are actually hired as GS5 procurement analysts, and they will be in a career path to a contract specialist, GS7, 9, and when they graduate, they'll be GS11.
And how much interest are you getting from other agencies in snapping them up once they hit that level?
Well, so far, we have had the GSA, General Services Administration, has bought one seat in our intern program. So that individual will go on job rotation back to GSA, and when he graduates, he'll go work for GSA. The other 22 wounded warriors in the program will work for the Department of Veterans Affairs.
There's plenty of ways to kind of bring in new 1102s. Are you finding that, obviously, this makes sense for VA's perspective, but how short is VA in terms of 1102s? Is this going to fill your need over the next, 3 to 5 years?
Well, it is going to help fill that need. It won't fill the entire need because in the VA alone, we have about 500 vacancies in our contracting series. So this will help. It won't solve the entire problem, but certainly it will be a big help. I have another intern program for GS 1102s. We have 150 interns in that program. So, again, between the two programs, we're helping to recapitalize that acquisition workforce at the Department of Veterans Affairs.
And real quickly, when does the next cycle start that people can join?
So we're taking applications now, and we will enroll the next class of wounded warriors in the next 9 to 12 months.